I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. Matthew McConaughey continues to amaze. Last year, he was dazzling as a nightclub owner in Magic Mike. Earlier this year, he was zestful and graceful in Mud. Now in Dallas Buyers Club, he's extravagantly funny and deeply affecting as Ron Woodruff, a dissolute, homophobic Texas electrician and occasional cowboy diagnosed as HIV positive in 1985. That diagnosis, at that time, amounts to a death sentence. But Ron gives himself and other desperate sufferers a new lease on life by searching out alternative treatments. Alternative to almost nothing, since the government and Big Pharma have barely begun a response to the AIDS plague. Then, reinventing himself as an entrepreneur in the AIDS underground, he sets up a club that allows members to buy drugs he's smuggled into the U.S. from Mexico and more distant places. This classic tale of a little guy taking on giants benefits from being essentially true and from accomplished filmmaking, but most of all from the beautiful vitality of McConaughey's performance. It isn't clear how Ron contracted the disease, and the stages he goes through can't be found in Kubler-Ross, except for a brief and lusty period of denial when a doctor tells him he's got 30 days to put his affairs in order. His answer is, there ain't nothing out there that can kill Ron Woodruff in 30 days. This also turns out to be true. The real-life Ron outlived his sentence by 7 years. The lively, surprising script by Craig Borton and Melissa Wallach gives its hero a quicksilver personality that McConaughey plays to the hilt. Ron doesn't decide to join the gay community. He simply moves in by barely perceptible degrees. In the same way, he loathes, then loathes less, then accepts as a business partner, then cares for, and finally loves a transvestite named Rayon, someone he first encounters when they're hospital roommates. Rayon is played superbly by Jared Leto. Dallas Buyers Club was directed with flair and fluency by Jean-Marc Vallée. It's a showcase of fine performances, some of them distinguished by their restraint. Jennifer Garner's Eve, Ron's mainstream doctor. She's a compassionate woman who says more with her eyes than her mouth. She's also a partially written woman with no discernible life outside her profession, but you'd never notice it from the warmth of Garner's portrayal. At the center of the showcase, Matthew McConaughey manages to be hugely entertaining and improbably heroic, often at the same time. Driving through a U.S. border checkpoint with a trunk full of unregulated drugs from his Mexican connection, Ron passes himself off as a priest. Returning from a drug buy in Japan, he pretends to be a doctor. Both of these escapades are based on fact. At one point, he asks Eve if she ever wears any colors. She usually doesn't, but he does. Every color of the emotional rainbow, from deep despair in the face of death to incandescent delight at being alive. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.